Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hello there. Welcome to The Inner Edge with myself, Shane Craddock. I hope wherever you are listening to this, that you're well. And we're going to be talking today about something that doesn't necessarily make you feel that well, but it's a universal thing for people that can kick in at different times. And it's about the F word, fear. I was chatting with a few people over the last couple of weeks where I think fear as a theme was very very noticeable around me. You know, I think it's something that I've seen with a lot of my clients in a business context. Comes into it, I suppose there's sick parents on both sides of my family with my friends at the moment as well. So there's kind of fear can come in there, fear of people passing, getting sick, fear of, make a list, make your own list, take your pick. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? And the title of today's episode is Bringing Fear With You, because I can talk about lots of different angles of fear. But today I want to talk about bringing fear with you. And so instead of kind of getting annoyed at yourself or feeling bad about feeling afraid, maybe we can think about it more, say, hey, let's be okay with fear. And instead of resenting it, instead of beating ourselves up about it, maybe consider bringing it with you. So what does that mean? So the first thing I think to say is, I suppose, let's ask, well, what is fear? I think that's a key question. Like, what is fear? I mean, it might be described differently by different people, but ultimately, fear is a feeling. And it's a feeling of being afraid of something. And that you could be afraid of not being good enough, afraid of not achieving your goals, or could be afraid of making a mistake or of looking silly, or a fear of losing money or not being a good enough leader, or like, again, take your pick. But all feeling, if you've listened to any of these podcasts, and if you've read any of my book, The Inner CEO, you know that one of the things I'm very clear on is that all of your feeling comes from your thinking. It doesn't come from the situation that you're in. It doesn't come from people. It comes from your reaction to the situation and reaction to people. Now, sometimes we're very aware of feeling fear, and sometimes we're not. Sometimes fear can be there at the back of our minds and we can act from that fear without realizing it. And it does take, I think, courage, a level of awareness and humility to admit that fear might be directing your actions, especially for men. I've spoken with many men over the years who I'd say, hey, I think there's some fear here. And I wouldn't have been received that well initially. But after some conversation, when we dig into it, we realize, you know what, feeling fear is normal for everybody. The biggest and the strongest and even the bravest will feel fear. The only thing that maybe might be different is that a lot of people will, as the book says, feel the fear and do it anyway. And I guess that's what I'm talking about today, about bringing fear with you. You know, so for me, I was saying to the person who was setting up their own business, I kind of think about it as if I'm driving in my car and I'm heading towards a destination. And let's just say I make a stop and fear gets in. And I tend to visualize fear as a passenger. So it gets in and it should be sitting on the passenger seat or in the back seat. But if I'm not careful, fear can kind of try and take control of the car. And they might either sit on me and start driving the car, or they might even push me out of the driving seat and just take over. And if that happens, then we could end up anywhere. We certainly won't end up where I wanted to end up, which was my, you know, destination, which you could say is maybe a dream or a specific goal you had or a specific intention you were trying to create. And so I tend to, you know, when fear comes in the past, I would have beaten myself up about it or analyzed, well, why is fear here? Now it's just like, oh, fear is there. It just means my thinking's slightly off. Fine. Let me look at that thinking. And I think it's kind of like the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the time, the thinking isn't going to be valid. Maybe 20, 5%, 10% of the time, maybe the thinking is valid and it's worth just pausing for a second. So for example, I was out for a walk recently with my son. We were walking by some cliffs and Sam, you know, was just saying, God, Dad, when I go close to the edge of the cliff and look down, I get a funny feeling in my nether region, shall we say, right? That wasn't his word, that's mine. But down there in your private parts, I'm getting a funny feeling. I just was laughing with him. I said, it is true. I think all men are the same. If you're on a high building or a cliff and looking down, you get this weird feeling down in your nether regions, right? But I was saying to him that that's kind of a good thing because your body's kind of telling you, or your mind is also telling you, hey, I don't feel safe. Step away from the edge of the cliff. In a way, that's kind of good fear. That's good fear. So in a way, fear is feedback. It's our thinking telling us something through our feelings. And for me, what I realize is that, you know, fear is something that will come along. Now, how much I let it into the car, how much I let it drive the car, which is really letting it overrule my mind, overwhelm my mind. And I've spoken to many clients over the years where they might have been beating themselves up for feeling afraid. And I think we go back to that famous book title, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Just, it's okay if it's there. We can look at it. If we're feeling fear, check in, see what the thinking is saying and see if the thinking is valid or not. If the thinking is valid, you know, there again, you know, some valid things that, for example, could be maybe I shouldn't have an affair. Okay, that's a good fear. Don't step off the side of the cliff, like I was saying about Sam. That's a good fear. Don't speed down this narrow road where there's poor visibility. I think that's a good fear. But other fears like, well, if I start a new business, maybe I'll fail. Or if I say or share this idea, or what I'm thinking about something, or if I tell the truth, is that a bad idea? There'll be fear perhaps attached to that. Or I'm afraid that I'm not going to be good enough, or that I won't achieve my dreams. And then we get stuck in analysis, paralysis by analysis. But the fear in that context is definitely not good. And I think allowing yourself to feel the fear, look at the thinking, and then say, well, what action is relevant here? What's one step I can take if it's towards a destination, going back into the car? Because sometimes fear is good. We have to decide if it is. And I think that's the realm of what I call the 3C state. Calm, clear, and centered. And if I'm calm, clear, and centered, it's very easy for me to see if fear is useful or not. If my mind is busy all the time and I'm not calm, I'm not clear, I'm not centered, I think it becomes more difficult to identify the fear. Something that helps that perhaps is definitely talking to somebody, like it's a coach or a mentor. Sometimes even the therapist, obviously, if they're good, will help you see that too. I mentioned my book, The Inner CEO. For me, there was different moments, if I'm completely honest, where when I was writing my book, fear would have come in, would have come into the car, right? And sorry, I'm going to keep on going with this metaphor, even if it's not working. And it definitely came in when I was tired. And one of the thoughts or that's attached to this fear that I had around the book was, will it be good enough? Will people read it? Will people value it? And I'd be lying if I said at times that fear kind of got in and took over the driving of the car. But again, it's like, okay, no, stop. That fear is not constructive. It's bringing me down the wrong road. Stop. Clear my mind. And the reality is that when you're going on your life journey, you know, especially if you're going towards dreams or important goals, failure is going to be your companion as much as fear. Like, you're going to make mistakes. And certainly, just because you set off on one road heading towards a supposed dream destination doesn't mean you're going to end up there, because you'll obviously encounter other people and new environments along the way. And your ideas of the goals you have will change for the better. But what's worse is that you let fear control you. And if fear is controlling the car of your life's journey, it's just going to take you down the wrong avenue. And worst of all, very often it'll just stop the car. And by stopping the car, that's where you're in overthinking. You're thinking too much about this, thinking too much about that. What if I do this? What if I don't do that? What happens here? And ultimately what happens is time passes by and you're not taking action towards the thing that matters most. That's the worst element or aspect of fear. So how much fear is around you? Or where is the fear? It's going to be there somewhere at different times. Where have you let it creep in? Is it driving the car? You know, or if it is driving the car, could you move it to the passenger seat and be okay with it being there so you can feel the fear and just drive the car anyway? So bottom line, sticking with my metaphor, take back control of the steering wheel. Don't try and get fear out of the car. Very often it will step out of the car when it realizes, oh, this person is still driving towards their destination. And the nice thing about driving towards your destination, when you've controlled the steering wheel, when you've controlled the car, is that you're getting better and better at navigating through fear anyway. So welcome fear into the car. The more relaxed we are about it, as in feeling fear, in my experience, the less hold it has, obviously, but the quicker it moves on. That's it for this week. Ciao for now.